sins, blot out my transgressions. Against thee, the holy, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Thank you. take your gladura.
Shall we pray?
Ni oruko Jesu.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
Father na God.
Ali gbogbo ope eyin ogo ati ola fun yin.
Give us glory, honor and adoration.
Ayin yin fun ife ti e fe wa.
We thank you for your love.
Ayin fun anu yin lori wa.
We thank you for your mercy.
Ayin fun ori ofe nla yin.
We thank you for your grace.
Baba loruko Jesu e gba oko e wa. Gbogbo gbalamo yin fun eleyi.
Whoever we praise.
Oko ni fun oruko yin Oluwa.
A
do ti wa niwaju yin ninu ise laaro yi. Baba ni oruko Jesu e ba okan wa pade. Ẹni tí ronú pìwàdà tí mọ̀ọ́mọ́ ronú pìwàdà tí yí padà kúrò lọ́dún èṣù sí Ọlọ́run ẹ jẹ́ kó wọnú ayé wa lọ. Àtọmọdé àti àgbà wa Olúwa nípasẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí Olúwa ẹ jẹ́ kí iye inú wa kó ṣí. Ẹ jẹ́ kí ojú wa kó ṣí. Gbogbo agbára òkùnkùn lórúkọ Jésù kó di ìtẹ̀mọ́lẹ̀. Gbogbo ẹ̀mí ọkàn líle lórúkọ Jésù kí mo gbiná sọnù. Lórúkọ Jésù ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run lórúkọ Jésù kó wọnú ayé wa lọ. Lópin ìwàásù ìsìnléni kí ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan kó di ẹni ìbùkún. Ìdílé kọ̀ọ̀kan kó di ìdílé ìbùkún. Ìlú wa orílẹ̀-èdè wa lórúkọ Jésù kó gba ìtúsílẹ̀. Ògo ni fún Olúwa ní orúkọ Jésù Kristi Olúwa wa. A kí wa ní orúkọ Olúwa káàbọ̀ síwájú rẹ̀. Pàápàá sínú ìsìn ọjọ́ Olúwa ti èní. Gbogbo ìbùkún Ọlọ́run ni yóò jẹ́ ti yín ní orúkọ Jésù. Kókó ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí a fi ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀. O náà ni ìpè sí ìrònú pìwàdà apá kẹta. Ìpè sí ìrònú pìwàdà apá kẹta. A sọ fún wa ìrònú pìwàdà ṣe pàtàkì. Ìrònú pìwàdà ó ṣe kókó. Ọlọ́run ń pe àti ọmọdé àti àgbà. Àti ọkùnrin àti obìnrin wa. Ọlọ́run ń pè wá sí ìrònú pìwàdà. Ní gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè ayé. Ní orílẹ̀-èdè wa ní ìlú àti ní agbègbè. Inú ilé kọ̀ọ̀kan ìdílé kọ̀ọ̀kan ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan. Ọlọ́run ń pè wá sí ìrònú pìwàdà. Nítorí náà nínú ìwé Chronicle kejì. Ìwé Chronicle kejì. Orí keje. Máa ka ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá. Sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá. Ó kà báyìí wípé. Olúwa sì fi ara han Solomoni ní òru. Ó sì wí fún pé. Èmi ti gbọ́ àdúrà rẹ. Èmi sì ti yan ìyín yìí fún ara mi fún ilé ẹ̀bọ. Bí mo bá sí ọ̀run. Tí kò bá sì sí òjò. Tàbí bí èmi bá pàṣẹ fún èṣù láti jẹ ilẹ̀ náà run. Tàbí bí mo bá. Bí mo bá rán àjàkálẹ̀ àrùn sí àárín àwọn ènìyàn mi. Tí àwọn ènìyàn mi tí à ń pe orúkọ mi mọ́.
If my people who are called by my name.
Bá rí ara wọn sílẹ̀.
Will humble themselves.
Tí wọ́n bá sì gbàdúrà.
And pray.
Tí wọ́n bá sì wá ojú mi.
And seek my face.
Tí wọ́n bá sì yípadà kúrò ní ọ̀nà búburú wọn.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Nígbà náà ni èmi ó gbọ́ láti ọ̀run wá.
I will hear from heaven.
Èmi ó sì darí ẹsẹ̀ wọn jìn.
And will forgive their sins.
Èmi ó sì wo ilẹ̀ wọn sàn.
And heal their land.
Dádì àti mọ́mì.
Dad and mom.
Arákùnrin àti arábìnrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Níbí ni a ti ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
We are speaking to you.
Tí a pè ní. Ìpè sí ìrònú pìwàdà abala ìkẹta.
Call to repentance part 3.
Ibí báyìí ni Ọlọ́run ti dáhùn sí àdúrà ẹ̀bẹ̀ tí Solomoni gbà.
The Lord gave reply to the supplications of Solomon.
Tó gbà sí Ọlọ́run nípa tẹ́ḿbìlì tuntun tí ó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kọ́ fún Olúwa.
The supplication he made to the Lord about the temple he had just built.
Ohun tí àdúrà Solomoni tó sì dálé lórí náà ni láti ya tẹ́ḿbìlì náà ilé ìjọsìn náà sí mímọ́.
And the emphasis of this prayer is to sanctify the temple.
Àti pé ó ń bi Ọlọ́run wípé ohunkóhun tí àwọn ènìyàn bá ti wá bóyá ènìyàn kan ni tàbí orílẹ̀-èdè kan tí wọ́n bá ti lè wá tí wọ́n wá béèrè tí wọ́n wá gbàdúrà kí Ọlọ́run máa gbọ́.
He also requested that anyone that comes into the temple, God should be answering them.
Pé irú ohunkóhun tó lè máa ṣe ènìyàn.
That whatever problem that might come over
tàbí
them.
Tàbí tó lè máa ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ìlú tàbí ní orílẹ̀-èdè.
Or any problem in their country, in
their city. Tí wọ́n bá ti mọ nǹkan tí wọ́n ṣe.
Once they admit their mistake.
Tí wọ́n bá ti lè yí padà.
And they turn away.
Tí wọ́n bá wá sí ibi ilé ìjọsìn tí a yà sí mímọ́ yìí.
And they come to this holy sanctuary.
Tí wọ́n bá ti
and they called upon the name of the Lord, that the Lord shall answer. That is the emphasis of Solomon's prayer. Now the reply God gave Solomon over the request he made was, God said he has answered this prayer. And he has sanctified that place for the Lord, that they should be worshipping there. That the Lord God said, if you should shut heaven and there is no rain again, which means if there is famine, when they lack good things. Number 2, if you hold out the locust to devour their land. This stands for the lopsided economy. Loss of fertility that is happening. Number 3, that the Lord says, if he should send pestilence to his people. When he sent pestilence to his people, pestilence happened like the one we are experiencing now. If those people can humble themselves, we are all human beings created by God. If they humble themselves, humility here, means when they are not fashioning over the evil things they have done that is wrong, and they are not glorifying over their misconduct, that they admit the mistake they have done, and they are sorrowful for that evil thing they have done, and if they can pray, if they seek his face with their heart of realization, what God calls humility before himself, before my man,
it's
for you to see that thing you have done wrong and admit that mistake and be ready to forsake it totally. That is called humility. It is pride before God to do something wrong and for you to say, what have you done that no man have done, and for you to be glorifying yourself for that you have done. That is called right before God. How God said, if he shut down heaven and no rain, if he command that the locusts eat up their
farmland,
and there is porosity
and things,
if he sends your pestilence among the people, and if the victim of this thing should humble themselves. That humility I explained that with you. If they pray, that they seek his face through that prayer by humility, and they pray for forgiveness. Not just for the Lord to stop the evil, but the evil did not happen by accident, it was caused by their actions. Now when they realize what they have done, and they are ready to forsake him, they are to seek the face of God by prayer and ask for forgiveness over the misconduct they've done. If they turn away from their evil way, this is repentance from their heart. When their mindset changes, that they have transformation from their mindset, and it is reflected in their household. Now look at what the Lord said, that then I will answer their prayer for them, and I will forgive their sins. When they humble themselves, when they change, when they humble themselves and they change, that they cried upon him, that they call unto him for the forgiveness of their sins, that they call unto him for the forgiveness of their sins. I'm speaking to you, call to repentance. I will forgive them. Number 2, I will heal their land.
Number 2,
I will heal their land. this thing, the Lord was speaking to Solomon. He had answered his prayer. But the condition.
Yes.
The condition. For him to answer the prayer. That they pray in the church that they were
loved.
The only condition is that transformation of
hearts.
If he sees that their heart has changed. And their mindset was reflected in the house of appearance. That is the only condition for answering their prayer. Therefore, he has answered your prayer. He has ordained this place as the church. His eyes shall be there. Whatever the sickness, problem, calamity, that may attack anyone or
anything.
If they should come to the place of the sanctuary with a change of their mindset, I will forgive them. I will heal their land. Not just to come here by their pride, proud
arm.
Not just to come and say, Lord, stop the chastisement. They must come with the humility of their hearts. For them to tell me to stop the beating, they have to take away the reason why I'm beating them. Once they understand the reason why I'm beating them, and they plead for forgiveness, I will forgive them. I will heal their land. That means I will stop the beating. I can tell you, God was telling Solomon that I've had your prayer. But the condition for me to be answered is only for those that come with the heart of repentance. The one that comes with the heart of repentance. The one that cries unto me with the heart of repentance. Therefore, that among for you to know the deeper meaning of the repentance, you have to disseminate this topic in 3 points. 1. Expatiating repentance. I'll try as much to expatiate the concept of repentance. For 2 weeks now, we have been speaking about repentance. This is the emphasis the Spirit of God has ordered us to tell you. You've been listening to it, but it seems you don't understand the meaning of repentance. Therefore, on that point, 1. Expatiating repentance. 2. Enlisted signs of genuine repentance. When you repent, what are the enlisted signs that will show that you don't repent? These are to be discussed in 2.
3.
Expressing the ways we need repentance. What are the ways by which you are in need of repentance? And what are the privileges embedded in it? Yeah, we are going to consider that. Therefore, I consider expatiating repentance. Expatiating repentance. When we say repentance,
Isaiah.
Book of Prophet Isaiah. Chapter 55.
Verse 7.
Let the wicked forsake
his
way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon him. Write down that verse. Another
reference.
Acts of the Apostles. Chapter
2.
Acts of the Apostles. Chapter
2.
I'm considering verse 38. Verse 38. The preacher said to them, repent.
ki osi baptisi olukuluku yin.
And let every one of you be baptized.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi fun itari ti ese yin.
Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Afosisi mo ti fe si alaye ni abala akoko ni mo nka fun wa.
These are the references for my explanation under point 1.
Oh, iwe si awon aposteli na.
The same mark of the apostles.
Ori fokadeni ogun.
Chapter 19.
Ori fokadeni ogun.
Chapter 19.
Mo fe kese kejidinlogun ati fokadelogun.
I'm reading verses 18 and 19.
Oni opo awon ti won gbagbo ti wa.
And many who had believed.
Won jewo
confessing.
What it is he say one
and telling their deeds.
What the awon ise won.
That means they show their works.
He said here ninu awon ti nse ise kise ni o ko iwe won jo.
Many of those who had practiced magic.
Won dana sun won loju gbogbo awon eniyan.
And burn them in the sight of all.
What is zero iye won.
They counted all the value of them.
O je egba 15,000 iwon padaka.
And a total 50,000.
O je egba 15,000 iwon padaka.
50,000.
Alaye lekun rere lori ironu kiwada.
Expatiating
repentance.
When we say repentance, let's analyze it. It means thought. That your mindset that changed. Your mindset to change your character. Your mindset to change your character. Repentance does not mean changing your clothes. Repentance does not mean pretend. Repentance is not solely on the outward
appearance.
When we say repentance or genuine it commences from the mind. It commences from the heart. Repentance that is from the outward appearance
alone
is not any repentance. It is for any time. When you have a fake repentance or a transformation that is outward, when you are in a city where there is control over you, once you are no more there and there is no control over your day, you begin to do what you like. Because his mindset had not changed. When we discuss repentance, it deals with the changing of your mindset. Repentance comes from the heart to reflect in the household appearance. Repentance. It is your mindset that changed. Repentance is confirming that it comes from the heart. It is a changing of our thoughts. The changing of our mindset.
Yes.
The changing of our mindset. And the changing of our will. The changing of our heart desire. And the changing of our emotions. When these things change,
you
make your speaking, your attitude, your appearance to change. When the things I mentioned does not change, if your mindset does not change, if the will of your heart does not change, if the desire of your heart does not change, if your inner emotion does not change, that means you don't have genuine repentance. Genuine repentance deals with your mindset changing, that the will in your heart changes, that the desires in your heart
changes,
and your emotion too to change. When this thing changes, now your character will change, your behavior will change forever, your utterance, your appearance, going out and coming in will change totally. Therefore, repentance that does not commence from that transformation of
God
must be said to be genuine. Genuine repentance deals with thinking. You will think. Now you change your mindset away from evil
thoughts.
You will change that desire that is evil that your mind is clamoring for. You will also change your emotions. When this inner changes
happen,
that means it is called repentance. There is no how your heart can change that your outward appearance will not change. Once your heart changes, what is in your heart is a reflection outward. The contents and the desires of your mind is your character, your emotions, and your
utterances.
Truly, I couldn't see your heart.
But
your character is a reflection of your heart. Your behavior is a reflection of your mind. Because in the thought of man, there is a reflection outward. Repentance. That is what I'm expatiating. Therefore, repentance. It is deliberate to intentionally to change from the heart away from the path of the devil, away from the path of sin, away from anything corresponding to the devil, away from all the paths corresponding to sin, away from paths of the worldly people, and to totally forsake the vessels of the devil. Now to receive Jesus Christ the Holy Man into your life. Repentance. That is what you have been restating and emphasizing for a while, that it is important. It is the foundation for genuine faith. A faith that is to be genuine. A faith that will stand forever. Have the foundation of repentance. Anyone that comes to the church that claims to believe and not come to the channel of the new repentance, he has not believed. Because in repentance, you possess the character, attitude, behavior, and everything that belongs to the devil. In repentance, you heartily and deliberately tell the devil, I'm no more for you. Turn away from the devil. Turn your eyes away from the devil. Turn away. Now you turn to Jesus. Jesus, I receive you. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I forsake the heart of the devil. Now I receive you. I want to receive your attitude. I want to receive your spirit. I want to receive everything that belongs to you. That is repentance. Change from the heart. Therefore, repentance is not forcefully. Repentance is not by
coercion.
Each individual is to think himself. To think that what sort of thought is in my heart? What are the desires in your heart? What are the emotions on you? What are the will in your heart? Does it correspond with God? Does it agree with the will of God? If it doesn't, you need to change. That is called repentance. Now I'm led to point to you. Now that you understand repentance by my explanation, point two. Enlisted signs of genuine repentance. When we truly repent, or that you find a man that genuinely repents, what then are the signs to be seen?
ìyìnrere ti Matthew.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Orí kẹjẹsẹ kẹjọ.
Chapter 3:8.
Àti ìwé ìyìnrere ti Luke.
Gospel according to Luke as
well. Orí kẹjẹsẹ kẹrìnlá.
Chapter 3:7.
Ó ní màá sáré kàjáde fún yín.
That's what I will explain for you.
Ìwé ìyìnrere ti Matthew orí kẹjẹsẹ kẹjọ.
Matthew chapter 3:8.
Ó ní nítorí náà.
It says therefore.
Ẹ̀sù èso tí ó yẹ fún ìrònú pìwàdà.
Bear fruit worthy of repentance.
Ẹ̀sù èso ìyẹn ni àmì. Ẹ mú àmì pí ẹ ti ronú pìwàdà.
Bearing that fruit means bring the signs of your
repentance. Ẹ̀sù èso tí ó yẹ fún ìrònú pìwàdà.
Bear fruit worthy of repentance.
Ó lè dé ní ntí ntí Jùánù onítẹ̀bọmí sọ.
For better understanding what John the Baptist.
Ìwé ìyìnrere ti Luke orí kẹta.
Gospel according to Luke chapter 3.
Màá kẹsẹ̀ keje.
I read verse 7 to verse 14.
Ó ní níta náà ni ó wí fún ọ̀pọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn.
Then he said to the multitude.
Tí ó wá láti baptist lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ pé.
That came out to be baptized with him.
Ẹyin irun paramọ́lẹ̀.
Brood of vipers.
Ta ni ó kìlọ̀ fún yín láti sá kúrò nínú ìbínú tí mo.
Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore.
Bí ẹ̀yin kí o sun èso tí ó yẹ fún ìrònú pìwàdà.
Bear fruit worthy of repentance.
Bí ẹ mọ̀ sí ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí í wí.
And do
not begin
to say to your
son. Àwa ni Abraham ní bàbá.
We have Abraham as our father.
Kí èmi kí ó wí fún yín.
For high spices.
Ọlọ́run lè gbé ọmọ dìde fún Abraham nínú òkúta mọ̀ yìí.
My God is able to raise children for Abraham from this
stone. Àti nísinsìnyí pẹ̀lú.
And even now.
Àfi àkélé ń bo igi náà.
The axe is laid to the root of the tree.
Gbogbo igi tí kò bá so èso rere.
Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down.
How ti wọ́jú sínú iná.
And thrown into the fire.
Àwọn ènìyàn náà, àwọn ènìyàn sì ń bí pé.
People asked.
Kí ni kí àwa kí o ṣe?
What shall we do then?
Ó dáhùn òwí fún wọn pé.
He answered and said unto them.
Ẹni tí ó bá ní ẹ̀wù méjì.
He will ask to turn it.
Kí ó fi ọ̀kan fún ẹni tí kò ní.
Let him give to one.
Ẹni tí ó bá sì ní oúnjẹ.
And he will
kí ó ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ pẹ̀lú.
Let him do likewise.
Àwọn agbowó òde sì tọ̀ wá.
Then tax collector
also came. Láti baptism lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀.
To be baptized.
Wọ́n sì bí pé.
And said to him.
Olùkọ́ ni.
Teacher.
Kí ni àwa wà sí?
What shall we do?
Ó sì wí fún wọn pé.
And he said to them.
Ẹ mọ̀ ṣe fi agbára gbà ju bí a ti rán yín lọ mọ́.
Collect no more than what is appointed.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun sì béèrè lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ pé.
Likewise the soldiers asked him.
Àti àwa kí ni àwa ó ṣe.
And what shall we do?
Ó sì wí fún wọn pé.
He said to them.
Ẹ mọ̀ ṣe wùwà ipá sí ẹnikẹ́ni.
Do not intimidate anyone.
Kí ẹ mọ̀ sì ṣe rẹ́ ẹnikẹ́ni jẹ.
Or accuse falsely.
Kí owó jẹ yín kí o tò yín.
And be content with your wages.
Ẹ gbọ́.
Listen.
Ẹni tó bẹ́ tó bẹ́ tí èrò inú rẹ̀.
The one that is taught.
Ìfẹ́ inú rẹ̀.
The will of his heart.
Ìpòǹbẹ inú rẹ̀.
The desire in his heart.
Ìmọ̀lára inú rẹ̀.
His feelings.
Tó bá yí padà kúrò
lóòótọ́ kúrò lọ́dún èṣù. When it
changes to lọ́dún èṣù.
Away from the devil.
Tó bá yí padà lóòótọ́.
When it changes truly.
Tó bá yí padà kúrò níbi àìmọ́ tó jẹ́ mímọ́.
When it changes from impurity to purity.
Ìdí yóò tẹ̀lé ni pé.
The consequence will be number one.
Ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò fòǹgbẹ láti ṣe àtúnṣe tó ti ṣe lòdì.
Such a person with desire to restitute.
Ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò fòǹgbẹ láti ṣe àtúnṣe àwọn nǹkan tó ti ṣe lòdì.
He will desire to restitute the things he has done wrong.
Àlẹ́ tí ó fi hàn kó ti yí padà lóòótọ́.
These are the signs that will show that truly he has
changed. Pé ó ti rí ara ẹ̀ lóòótọ́.
That he has realized himself.
Yóò fòǹgbẹ.
He will desire.
Láti ṣe àtúnṣe kíákíá.
To make quick restitution.
Àwọn nǹkan tó ṣe lòdì sí ènìyàn.
The things he has done wrong to men.
Àti nǹkan tó ti ṣe lòdì sí Ọlọ́run.
And things done wrong to God.
Yóò ṣe àtúnṣe sí ènìyàn.
He will restitute before men.
Yóò ṣe àtúnṣe sí Ọlọ́run.
And also make restitution
unto God. Àwọn nǹkan tí yóò ṣe ni mo ń sọ fún wa yà.
Telling the things he shall do, that
ẹni tó ti sẹ̀ yóò lọ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
The one that sin will go and
bear. Ẹni tó sẹ̀ yóò lọ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
The one that he has caught will go there and
yóò lọ láti
bẹ̀rẹ̀. The one will go to the one that
wrong. Ẹni tó yóò lọ láti
the one you have unleashed wicked to, you go there to
execute. Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ fún wa.
Shall I even tell you?
Ìrònú pìwàdà yìí.
This repentance.
Ó dàbí kéyìn o máa lọ kó múra láti ilé.
It is like you dress up from your home and go out. Wọ́n
mọ̀ wípé aṣọ ọ̀run ti ya lẹ́yìn.
And not know your cloth has torn at the back.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ń kàn lọ.
But you are just going.
Ó wá dí àrìnjà.
And when you go to the market place.
Ó dí àrìnjà.
You go to the market
place. Ó yàgì tí o ti ń ta dígí.
Maybe where they are selling mirror.
Ó wá kọjá níwájú rẹ̀.
You pass by the mirror.
Ó wá wo ara rẹ̀ kókó ìwà ṣàdédé rí wípé aṣọ ọ̀run ti ya ní bàràdì.
And how you could see that your cloth has torn at the bottom side.
Bó bá ṣe fún rí lóòótọ́ tí nǹkan ò sí mú.
If truly he saw it and
he's
right in his senses, what do you think he will do?
A rí wípé ní ojú ẹsẹ̀.
Immediately.
Yóò fẹ́ wọlé.
He will be like
vanishing. Yóò sáré wá ibi ibùsọ̀ kan tí yóò sáré wọ.
He will look for a store to hide himself.
Nítorí pé bí
If he's right in the
middle, you will say, please, please,
that's right to me. I never know the one I put on his
phone.
That is how I can portray repentance for you. Signs to show. The same thing, the one that repents, the one that repents, that realizes himself, he will restitute. Like the one I mentioned for you, he will restitute what he has done wrong. The things he has done wrong, now he will be sorrowful for it. As this man went into the store, if he's in his normal sense, if truly he has seen himself, and knew his nakedness is being shown,
you'll
be thinking the way he has came out of the
world,
and we'll be having the insight of those he has met. Now we'll be ashamed of going back there to pass by. That is even working majestically. So his clothes are torn at the bottom side. You'll be ashamed. They will feel bad about you. The same thing, the one that has a genuine repentance. All the evil life he has lived by wrong mindset and wrong feelings, now that he has changed and repented, it will be very sorrowful for him. It will make him to take a step for repentance. Even in the things he will be doing, he will be returning the stolen properties, the thing he has stolen. The things he has stolen that is not for him, he will be trying to restore it, because it will be shameful for him. The things he has collected through God's way, he will be restoring them. He will be reconciling with the people he had offended. Even those that offended him, he will forgive them. He will go and pacify with the people he had injured. He would go and restitute with the people he has unleashed wicked. The emphasis I'm laying is that anyone that have the new repentance, his utterances will be different. The way he perceives it will be different. His attentiveness will be different from before. His attitude to people will totally change. When you truly repent, your dressing will not change. Your appearance will change. Your clothing will change. It will change in time. And that's the reason why you see another man that you have been going to church for about a year now that you have not believed. Not that he was judged, but they are telling him, they are correcting him. Truly the one that changed, I even want to tell you this. The one that dresses up for
food
and is clothed torn at the buttock side, now got to the marketplace. He stood before mirror. Now the mirror reflected his image to him that the cloth
is torn.
He's even smiling and walked away. What will you say to him? You say this one is not in the right sense. When he says nothing is wrong with him, you will know something is wrong with him. If something is not wrong with him, immediately he saw it. That he saw he made a mistake to put on a torn cloth. At that point, he will look for somewhere to hide himself. At that point, he will beg for a cloth or look for someone that will sew
him.
He will not go in that manner back home. Even another man would not want to walk in the noonday or pass through that way again. These are the signs for the one that truly repents. It is amazing this day. Many prophecies that come to the church, their characters never change. They're only calling on the name of the Lord. Many of the prophets that come to the church, their life characters and appearance never change. Importantly, when you have repentance, your life must change.
His
lifestyle, utterance, appearance, everything will change. Because the way we are chosen before is different. The Spirit controlling us before is different. And how we claim to forsake and renounce the sin. Importantly, our character must change. Since the former Spirit was controlling our character, now we have renounced
him.
Another Spirit controlling us now must give us another character, attitude, appearance, and speaking. These are the things we are saying. These are the emphasis we are laying.
That
among brothers and sisters, the tools of the devil. When you repent and receive Jesus, when you say you renounce the devil and forsake Jesus, you renounce the character of the devil and receive the character of Jesus, you renounce demons and receive Jesus, you forsake all the properties of the devil, all the rings, even rings for fashion, rings for fashion, you take it away, that charm ring, you take it away, demonic belt and chain, you remove it, all those demonic documents, you take it away, the concoctions you put away, when you truly repent. Now you believe Bible as your demonic as a document rather. All those demonic soap and things like that, you forsake them. All the things that are called pleading on behalf of your God, you forsake them and throw them away beside thee. Artificial highlashes. All the things you put away. All earrings. Net chains and bangles. When you truly repent, I tell you, chain in your neck will be like a snare. When you repent and say, what am I doing? All these attachments you are putting on your head, everything you dispose, all the powder you put on, things on your face, you pick them away. These are the signs of true repentance. Catwalking in the fashion, all these things you are going to put away. Babbling yes in an ungodly way, you forsake them. Dressing for seduction, attraction, you are going to forsake them. When you repent and change totally, everything, word of corruption will not come out from your mouth again. Corrupt people's spirit controlling you before, making you speak defilement. But you truly, you have renounced the spirit. Importantly, your utterances will change. Therefore, that among all these things are called a sign for repentance. A female dressing like a man, you forsake that, you'll be ashamed of you. A man dressing like a woman, you'll be ashamed, you'll leave that. When you truly repent, what is called repentance? These are the signs of repentance. And this bear word is fruit. Bear word is fruit of repentance. Don't say, I'm born into Christianity, I'm born in God. That is not what God is concerned about. But the change of your heart, the change in the thought of your heart, change in your emotion, change in your desire, change in the things your heart wants, that is evil. That is what God is emphasizing for you. And when these things have changed, when your heart changed, importantly, your heart will appear on the same. Your heart will not change and your heart will appear on the same. Once your mind changed, all your outward appearance, character, attitude, speech, dressing, everything will change. Therefore, that among call to repentance, part 3. I'm checking on point 3 now. Expressing the ways we need repentance. Expressing the way we need repentance. And its privileges. We need repentance in many ways. from our home,
láti inú yàrá,
even from our room,
jáde àti mami,
that among
arákùnrin àti arábìnrin,
brothers and sisters,
a nílò a ò gbọdọ̀ tanra wa jẹ,
we must not deceive ourselves.
Ẹ̀wù àti ìgbàtí.
Look at the time the pandemic has begun.
We
are praying. But you are not praying appropriately. Only few are praying appropriately.
We
say, God, stop you. What have we done? What causes the thing? Are we ready to admit what you have done? Are we ready to know what you have done is bad?
These
are the places where we need repentance. From our home. Every one of us, we need to call ourselves. We need to think in our heart. We need to check our lives. Husband not taking care of his wife. Husband maltreating his wife. Husband unfaithful to his wife. You need repentance. Husband has made his wife punching back. Husband that is careless for his wife. You need repentance. Husband caring for himself, not caring for his wife. You need to repent. Since you have married her from her father's house, and she comes to you under whatever circumstance, you need to love her. You need to show her love as you love yourself. You have to love your wife because that remnant of your life, that is the remaining of your spirit. She is good for you to help you so that she will also help
her.
Therefore, daddy, you need repentance. Husband unfaithful to his wife, you need to repent. Many go to prayer places. He never reveal anything to his wife. This is what I'm going to do. This is what you have to do. He thought whenever she a spirit stand between you and her. And these are the spirits you need to fight and renounce. But now you stay with them. You have match for them. That's the reason you cannot continue for her. Shall I even ask you? What is your head? Your mouth? Now you put in your mouth, not to swallow, that you not swallow you. There's nothing happening in the head that will not come onto the body. The same thing, husband and wife. Also the wife. The wife disobeying her husband. The wife disobeying her husband. The wife not humble before her husband. Wife not caring for her husband. Wife not caring for her husband. Wife unfaithful to her husband. You are in need of repentance. You are in need of repentance. Why that is mis... She's working, she's doing it in the wrong way. You need repentance. Husband and wife fighting. You need repentance. Husband and wife cursing themselves. You are in need of repentance. Couples relating themselves with doubt. These are the ways we need repentance. I know the Spirit of the Lord will help me. The child disobeying his parents. The child telling lies to me. The child stealing the property of his parents. The child is your immorality. The lady knowing a man inside his father's house. The lady going to a man's place to sleep outside of marriage. You are in need of repentance. You are cheating the spirit of your parents. Also, you, the man, receiving another person's child without consent of his parents. You are the same thing with the chief. You are in need of repentance. You need to repent. You never know when she was born. You never know how she was taken care of. She should grow up. Now you saw her and you need to repent. That is called immorality. Immorality. Parents that are reckless about spiritual life of their children. Parents that fail to care for their children. You are in need of repentance. You are selling alcohol. You are selling shinab. You need to repent. You need to repent. Born into immorality. You polygamy. You need repentance. You that defile yourself with men. You need repentance. You have husband and concubine. You need to repent. You that you are unfaithful in your place of work. You need to repent. You are a carpenter. You know how you do it. You need to repent. You are an automobile engineer. You want to repair
vehicles.
You know how you manipulate the
tools.
You need repentance. You are a bricklayer. You know how you manipulate things. You need repentance. You are a trailer driver. And you know how you manipulate
things.
You know how you park at the roadside and take away goods. You know how you tell you know how you pierce into the container. You check up another man's goods on the way. You need repentance. And by this you acquire property and everything. You need repentance. You that are into fraud. You need repentance. You kidnappers. You need repentance. You ritualists. You need repentance. You need repentance. The one into ritual. You need repentance. The one into idolatry. You need repentance. This is a diverse way by which you need to repent. You violent children, thuggery. You need to repent. There is no profit in that covenant. It destroys the latter
end.
You need repentance.
God
is calling you unto repentance today. You leaders in the community, in the house, in the city, in the state, in the country. You leaders and ambassadors that you are not representing well. You give money to make the city good, but you diverted the money into a wrong way. You are in need of repentance. You telling lies. You need repentance. Repentance. Every one of us, we need it to listen. We need to repent. They have you to buy a transformer in the community. The one they are to be in the good condition. They ask you to construct the road. You do it on the stage and you continue with it. You need to repent. You need to repent. You receiving bribe. Listen. That your salary, you are not contented with
it.
By the time you are to be given the work, the profit, the salary, when you are not contented, why do you leave
it?
You policemen in all stages. You receiving bribe, adding punishment to the punishment. You need to repent. You that you stumble to
water.
You need to repent. You that you claim to believe. And you are making your faith to make the new covenant to fall. You need repentance. You are turning church to club. You need repentance. You are turning sanctuary to treasure center.
Nílò ìrònú pípadà.
You need repentance.
Àwa tó sọ ibi mímọ Ọlọ́run di ilé ibi èrí.
You turn the place of God to the place of defilement.
Nílò ìrònú pípadà.
You need repentance.
Àwa tó ń fi orúkọ Olúwa bá a fi ń gba owó lọ́wọ́ àwọn ènìyàn.
You defrauding people with the name of the Lord.
Nílò ìrònú pípadà.
You need repentance.
Àwa ti ń gba owó tí ò tọ́.
You collecting money in an abnormal way before you pray for people. Is that how you are taught? You need to repent.
I don't think we have to. The old man
says, hold money with your mobile phone.
Hold
money with your mobile phone.
And
hold the money and pray with it. Is that
good?
You need to repent.
You
need to repent. You need to repent.
You
that your teachers.
You
teachers.
Receiving
unlawful teacher money. Or you are engaging in immorality with the students that have passed them. You need to repent. You that you say bring cutlass. And even in your school you have no farm. And now you are receiving cutlass. What do you use them for? You need to repent. What government does not ask you to demand? Demand the
repentance.
You that receive bribe before you can give people work, you are receiving
repentance.
You are making use of force measure for people to sell your goods. You need repentance. You that you are having indolence on your world. You are a medical doctor. You are a nurse. You are in need of repentance. When you put on that, you have no regard for anyone again.
You
just speak shabbily the way you are. You just act the way you
are.
You have no compassion on your job again. You need to repent. You need to repent. The things they ask you to give people freely, you are telling me. You need to repent. The things you have to do, you are taking it to your own personal job. You need to repent. Everyone, check up your life. Anything you do, I mean conclusively now, anything we do that displeases God, anything you do that is wrong, anything you are doing that is not lawful, you need repentance for them. An immoral man needs to repent. The one masturbating. You need to repent. The one acting abomination. You have given yourself unto prostitution. Gay and lesbianism. You that you are polygamous. You that you are polyandry. You need to repent. That is the call of God unto you. Repent. Repent. The reason why the prayers are not answered well was because we never prayed with the heart of repentance. This generation prayed beyond all other generations. This is our generation. We pray so much. We pray much than those who have come. Much than those that have come. But something there is
deep.
It is not from the heart of repentance. Therefore, if you can repent, God is ready to do more than before. If you can repent, God is ready to do than before. In this dispensation, I see prostitutes going to the prayer place and we prayed earnestly, sweating all over, and then we said, God prosper her, God prosper her, God make way for her. She's not ready to forsake and renounce that prostitution. In this dispensation we still give and the person that's going to prayer places. Say, Lord, don't let them arrest him, don't let him encounter danger. He's not ready to forsake that people, not ready to renounce that people, not ready to leave that battle with you. That
a mom,
brothers and sisters, call to repentance. These are the privileges and benefits.
Ọlọ́run fi mú yín kẹ máa gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí lénìí.
There's a reason why God make you to listen to this message today.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ láti dáríjì yín ni.
God wants to forgive you.
Ẹni tó bá ronú fìwàdà ni Ọlọ́run máa ń dárí ẹsẹ̀.
And God will only forgive anyone that repents.
Ẹni tó bá ronú fìwàdà ni Ọlọ́run máa ń sànú fún.
God will only have compassion on anyone that repents.
Ìwé wòlíì Ẹ̀sáyé orí karùnléní àádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ keje.
Isaiah 55:7.
Ó ní èmi ó sì sànú fún wọn.
He said, I will have mercy on them.
Dádì àti mọ́mí.
Dada mom.
Bí ẹ bá lè ronú fìwàdà.
If you can repent.
Gbogbo ìpinnu ibi.
All those evil plans. God will pull it away.
If
you can truly repent. If you make God dispose evil plans. If you make God dispose evil dream over you. If you make God dispose evil vision over you. God will dispose evil deception on you. All those demonic unity, God will destroy them. God among brothers and sisters. Nightmare, you don't need to go to the river side and take baths, not to
live.
That nightmare. It only works with evil attitude, evil character. You are doing something wrong. Once you change, that evil prophecy will be disposed. That evil vision will be disposed. Anyone that sees it will be disposed. Repentance. It will make God to be delightful to you. It will help you to receive Jesus wholeheartedly. And to make you to enjoy God. Repentance. It will make your prayer and supplication to be accepted. Repentance. It will make God to heal your land. Listen. Now that you are having social distancing, that you are sanitizing as well, the best thing, what you are doing is good. But the one that will crown it, and we keep on saying it, is to distance ourselves from the devil, to distance ourselves from the sin, to distance from defilement, to distance ourselves from defilement, to distance ourselves from things that displease God.
Because
I will heal their land. Listen, if my people,
that
are called by my name, to be humble themselves, when they pray, and turn away from their wicked ways. Now when they call on me, I will hear them. I will forgive them. I will heal their land. Therefore, every one of us, God is calling us unto repentance. You that you are very arrogant. God is calling you to repentance. You that you are superior.
You
that you are giving the glory of God for yourself. The gracious work of God in your life, and you count it as your own
wisdom.
You are also in need of repentance. We are in need of repentance. God is calling off unto repentance. This situation I am now, God is using to call every one of us to repent unto Him. Now bow thy head wherever you are. Head bow wherever you are. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. And if you are going to stop. When you are ready to repent, the Yoruba parable says, no matter the amount of darkness, you know what is within you. You know what dwells in you, your thoughts. What kind of thoughts you have? What are the things you desire? Many will say, he likes to dress naked. She likes to put on dresses that are not covered by body. She dresses from her, and she's not dressing because of any man. Something wrong is with you. That thing that pleases you must change. That means your mindset must change. These are part of the things that must change. That one we say when he doesn't smoke in their health, he will not come to his senses. He will not be unable to sleep. If he does not smoke cigarettes, he will not sleep. If he does not smoke or drink enough, he will not sleep. He will need a
repentance.
And that is why that demon will cast out. Tell the Lord as you bow your head. Lord, I am ready, Lord. You that you are into abortion. Tell the Lord now. You that you have defiled yourself with men, defiled yourself with women. You have gone into immorality. No brutal sinner that God cannot save. It is a sign that God will save you that make you to listen to the Lord. Lord, here I am. Here I am.
obìnrin wo ló ti bà lórí jẹ́.
What are the who are the ladies that you have defiled? Who are the brothers that you have destroyed your life?
Àwọn ènìyàn wo ló ti ṣe níkà?
Who are the people you have unleashed wickedness
to? Àwọn wo ló ti ṣe?
Who are the people you have sinned against? Tell the Lord, Lord, I've realized myself, and then I'm ready to change.
Ẹ̀mí ìrònú tí wà dà.
Spirit of repentance. Now take control of my life. 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 Begin to tell the Lord. Begin to tell the Lord.
Àwa ènìyàn Ọlọ́run, àwa adarí nínú ìjọ, àwa òṣìṣẹ́ nínú ìjọ, àwa tó bẹ̀sẹ̀ ń gbàgbọ́, àwa ará ìlú, àwa tó di kòkò kan mú láwùjọ, àwa adarí wa, àwa òfin gbogbo, àwa ọba, àwa kábíyèsí, àwa ìjòyè gbogbo, Ọlọ́run ń pè wá sí ìrònú pípadà.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká fẹ́rí bẹ́ẹ̀
sọ fún Olúwa pé Olúwa.
Every normal
response.
Open your mouth. Tell the Lord.
Tell the Lord.
After this, the prayer
left.
You don't need much prayer, but
to change.
Help your prayer. The Lord. Help me. To make normal restitution.
There's
some restitution you need the help of God to do. You need the restitution help of God. Say, Lord, help me to make
the restitution.
The things I've done wrong. All the things I've done wrong. Help me to restitute.
In Jesus'
name, my Lord.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ máàkì ọjọ́ èní fún ẹ.
The Lord wants to memorize
it. Èmi Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe ní àrọ̀ ọ̀tọ̀ fún ẹ.
Gbogbo
ọwọ́ ibi kó ṣí kúrò lálẹ́. Àmì ibi kó ṣí kúrò lálẹ́. Ọwọ́ kò jádànù kúrò lálẹ́. Gbogbo aláìbí ìran ibi kó di abẹ́. Gbogbo ìfowópamọ́sowọ́pọ̀ ibi èrò ibi kó parẹ́ kúrò lórí ẹ.
Ìmọ̀
Jésù
Kristi.
Aláìbí, èrò ibi, ètè ibi, ìmọ̀ ibi. Ó yá kó parẹ́ kó dáṣẹ́ ní orúkọ Jésù Kristi.
Ó
parẹ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Ó
parẹ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Ó
parẹ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Gbogbo
aláìbí, gbogbo èrò ibi, gbogbo ètè ibi. Gbogbo ìmọ̀ ibi. Gbogbo ìran ibi. Ẹni tó rí kò rí. Èmi ti di ti Olúwa. Mo ti di padà sí Ọlọ́run mi. Mo ti di Jésù sí Olúwa mi. Gbogbo aláìbí ẹni ìtẹ̀mọ́lẹ̀. Gbogbo aláìbí ìran ibi
èrò ibi.
Ó yẹ ẹni ìtẹ̀mọ́lẹ̀ gbogbo iṣẹ́ ibi tí a ti ṣe lórí ibi.
Mo
tó tẹ̀lé.
I cancel you.
Sọ̀dàsán.
Ní
orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
Jesus name our Lord.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Father in Jesus name.
Jáde lọ ọ̀rọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
At the going out of this world.
Ẹ̀mí ìrònú pínwàdà kò wọnú
ayé ẹni kọ̀ọ̀kan lọ.
Ẹ̀mí tí yí padà sí Ọlọ́run
pátápátá.
Gbogbo inú ayé yín lọ.
Your life.
Bí ẹ ti ń jà á, ìrànlọ́wọ́ láti lọ sí àtúnṣe.
Lórúkọ
Jésù ó yẹ ẹ máa rí jàmọ́.
Lórúkọ
Jésù ẹ máa rí jàmọ́.
Lórúkọ
Jésù ẹ máa rí jàmọ́.
Lórúkọ
Jésù ẹ máa rí jàmọ́.
Bí ẹ
ti ń jà ìrànwọ́ náà.
As you receive the help.
Gbogbo iṣẹ́ ibi lórí yín agbẹ́sẹ̀lé.
Gbogbo
iṣẹ́ ibi lórí yín asọ́dásán.
Gbogbo
aláìbí ìran bí asọ́dásán.
Gbogbo
ọmọ tó kò wọ́pọ̀ ibi lórí yín atuká. Lórúkọ Jésù àkọsílẹ̀ ibi lórí yín abẹ́jẹ́
You have obtained
glory for
you.
You have
obtained
glory for you.
Raise your hands and
glorify
God.
Have
done in your life.
Lord,
I thank you that you have visited me. Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Jesus' name, our Lord.
God bless.